Well, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it is great to be with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night, it was late night with the fish. Coming off a 4-2 opening 2017 homestand, the Marlins hit the road. They were in Seattle for a 10-10 start, and with a recap, as always, here is our very own Glenn Geffner.
Well, after a great homestand against the Braves and the Mets, the Marlins tonight began a 9-game road trip in Seattle, and the trip gets off to a rough start. Mariners win it 6-1, some early offense against Tom Kohler, a great mound performance by Ariel Miranda, and Seattle takes the first of three here at Safeco Field. Ariel Miranda making his third start of the season, the 28-year-old Cuban facing the Marlins for the first time, set down the side 1-2-3 in the first. In fact, he would set down the first 11 in a row in this ball game. Marlins had only one base runner against him through the first 5 2/3. On the other side, the Mariners jumped on Tom Kohler very quickly. Gerard Dyson led the bottom of the first off with a walk after Mitch Haniger struck out. Dyson was at first for Robinson Cano.
Here's a 1-2, and Cano swings and drives the ball high and deep to right center. This is a no-doubter, his second home run of the year, and a 2-0 lead for the Mariners in the first against Tom Kohler.
Well, the Marlins famously hit back-to-back home runs twice in their victory over the Mets Saturday night at Marlins Park. In the first tonight, the Mariners hit their own back-to-back home runs after the Cano blast upstepped Nelson Cruz.
He swings and hits a high fly ball to center. Yelich back at the wall, gone. Back-to-back home runs, and it is 3-0 Seattle against Kohler in the first.
With Miranda rolling along, Kohler struggled. He worked around a leadoff walk in the second. Two hits and a walk loaded the bases for the Mariners in the third inning, but Danny Valencia struck out to end that threat. In the fourth, Leonis Martin led off with a single. He stole second, and with one out, Gerard Dyson stepped up for Seattle. 2-2 pitch, and Dyson nubs one softly over Prado into left field for a hit. He's going to dig for second base as Ichiro plays the carom off the sidewall. It'll be an RBI double for Gerard Dyson and a 4-0 Seattle advantage. And two batters later, it was Robinson Cano again. Here's Robbie Cano to the plate, and he hammers one toward the alley in left center. Ichiro racing back onto the track, and it's off the wall. In from third, Dyson. Cano's into second base with a slide, and it's 5-0 Mariners. Kohler's on the ropes. Well, Kohler would strike out Nelson Cruz in the fourth inning, but that ended his night as well. Four innings, seven hits, five runs. He walked three, struck out five, allowed the two first-inning homers. In four innings tonight, Kohler threw 88 pitches, 48 strikes. Jose Ureña on to start the fifth inning. He got the first man, Kyle Seager, but he couldn't get Taylor Motter.
Here's the one strike pitch to Motter. Right-hand batter cracks one high and deep to left. Oh, my goodness. He got all of that. Taylor Motter with his third home run of the year. A solo shot in the fifth off Ureña. And it's a 6-0 Mariners lead, their third home run of the game.
A 2-for-4 night for Motter, the former Palm Beach Gardens High School Gator. Ureña would not allow another base runner in his four innings of work. He faced 13, retired 12, couple of strikeouts, did a great job in relief, saved the rest of the bullpen on this night. The Mariners didn't need much out of their bullpen because Ariel Miranda worked seven innings of four-hit shutout ball, matching the longest start of his big league career. It was the best start of his brief time in the big leagues with the Orioles and Mariners last year and here in Seattle this year. Miranda didn't walk anybody, struck out five, 97 pitches, 67 strikes. Nick Vincent with a strikeout in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Then in the ninth, Evan Scribner came on to try to close out the shutout. With one out in the ninth, though, Christian Yelich had other thoughts.
Yelich sends a high fly ball. This is deep to left center, and it is up, up, and away. A home run for Christian Yelich, and the Marlins will not be shut out tonight. He's taken care of that on his own.
But that would be it for Miami in this game. Giancarlo fought with a strikeout. Marcelo Ozuna grounded to third, and this one went final 6-1 for the Mariners. Seattle with 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 5 men left. For the Marlins, 1 run, 5 hits, 1 error. Miami strands 4. Ariel Miranda, the winning pitcher, 1-1. Tom Kohler, the loser. He's 0-1 in the year. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 31 minutes. A crowd of 16,990 goes home happy in Seattle. Marlins, with the loss, fall to 7-6 on the season. They fall a half game behind the Mets in the National League East. The Mets were idle tonight. Mariners, meanwhile, have won four straight after 2-8 start. They are 6-8 on the season, 5-2 here at Safeco.
Second of three for the Marlins in Seattle tonight. And now that the Marlins are back on the road, that means we have Fish Family bonus codes. If you missed it last night, well, that's excusable because the ballgame got over about 1:30 this morning. For Fish Family members tuned in this morning, your bonus code is Pike Place. P-I-K-E Place. P-L-A-C-E. Pike Place is the Fish Family bonus code here today. The Marlins and the Mariners again tonight at 10:10. We'll be on the air at 9:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. Come join us late night with the Fish on the Marlins Radio Network.